USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stock market suffers its worst first half of the year since 1970, and some investors warn a recession is on the horizon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Steil says there needs to be a dramatic change on American energy policy.
We're going to need an all-of-the-above energy approach here in the United States of America. That includes solar. It's going to include nuclear as well. But the one thing that we can do to turn the spigot on quickly is domestic production of oil and natural gas.
Buying all the foods for a 4th of July cookout will cost about 17% more this year. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. They add it's all caused by high gas prices and inflation, which is driving up the cost of just about everything. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new health care law has taken effect.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and we launched it. And we started working on that product, and the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending the Independence Day weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The founder of WikiLeaks is appealing a decision by the UK government to extradite him to the United States. The appeal is the latest part of the story that began when Julian Assange's website published classified U.S. documents. He faces 17 charges of espionage and one count of computer misuse. President Biden held a virtual meeting on Friday with Democratic governors to discuss ways they can protect women's access to abortion. This comes after the Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. The president again criticizing the Supreme Court's decision and calling it extremist.
I'm joined by a group of Democratic governors. We work closely to protect women's rights. After this tragic reversal of Roe v. Wade, a terrible extreme decision in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women.
Baltimore Ravens player Jalen Ferguson's death is being ruled an overdose from the combined effects of cocaine and fentanyl. The 26-year-old was found unresponsive in a North Baltimore home last month. Ferguson's death was said to be an accident after an autopsy by a medical examiner's office. The outside linebacker leaves behind his fiance and 3 children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.